commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The American Airlines-U.S. Airways merger now has a green light. The combined airline and the U.S. Justice Department reached a settlement over a federal lawsuit that could have blocked the deal. Now a judge will have to approve the agreement, and that is likely to happen. The news reporting on this story is emphasizing the wrong thing. You may have heard that part of the deal is that American Airlines will have to sell gate space and takeoff and landing slots at Reagan National, LaGuardia, and other major airports. The discount airlines will buy up those positions and will get a bigger foothold into some big markets. Now, that is an important issue, but the bigger concern is air service to smaller secondary cities. That is not part of the merger agreement, and it should be. As a starting point, here's a word or two that the traveling public doesn't realize. Southwest Airlines will never offer service to a place like Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. Dozens of smaller cities from Toledo to Pocatello to Lexington are not going to get the discount airlines to serve their markets. Southwest flies only 737s. One reason their fares are cheap is that they fly the same fleet of planes across all of their routes. The pilots don't have to be cross-certified, the maintenance facilities have to stock only one set of spare parts, and all of those are money savers. So Southwest and the other discount airlines are only interested in serving markets where they can consistently fill a 737. That's 120 seats on each flight. And on some days, that's more than the total number of boardings for all flights at CWA. The other deep discount airlines don't fly the smaller 55, 44, and 16-seaters that serve the secondary airports. Those planes have much higher per-passenger costs. They don't fit into the discount airline business model. It is the legacy carriers with the large route maps that serve hundreds of smaller markets, and there are now only three of them left. They are Delta, a merged airline that gobbled up Northwest Airlines, United, which merged last year with Continental, and the soon-to-be-combined American and U.S. Airways. If your local airport can't fill the 737s, those are the three airlines that are the choices available. They are all looking to cut costs, especially in small city operations that tend to be more expensive. We're already seeing this in Mosinee. United and American already serve the airport with only two or three flights a day, all to Chicago, where you make other connections. Delta offers fewer flights now than Northwest did when it was independent. They serve Detroit and Minneapolis. Delta has also been more aggressive than other carriers at wanting to get out of smaller markets. Now, the three legacy airlines aren't the only fish in the sea. There are specialty carriers that serve niche markets, like Air Jamaica, Samoa Air, Alaska Airlines. There are also charter and vacation airlines that fly only two or three days a week to tourist vacations like Florida or Vegas. While these airlines serve many cities, they're not a replacement for airlines with full route maps and nationwide reach. The American-U.S. Airways merger has some protections for big markets, but there needed to be protections for the smaller routes, because if the new American pulls out, they'd be almost impossible to replace. Now, you can argue that the government should be hands-off in situations like airline routes and pricing and service. Let the free market system prevail. But that's not the right model here. There's a limited resource, the takeoff and landing spots, the gate space, and those assets are partly controlled by the government. The government's already been hands-off on airline pricing, where there's already soft collusion in markets where there are a lot of nonstops. The heritage airline industry also moves in lockstep on fees and terms of carriage rules. So in exchange for those sweetheart deals, the feds should have sought more protections for the smaller airports. The airline industry is shrinking. TWA, Eastern, Pan Am are long gone. The regional airlines, like Milwaukee's Midwest Airlines, have also been swallowed up. So when one of the big three drops service to a smaller airport, it's probably gone for good. And that is the risk for the flying public as this round of airline mergers comes to an end.